So really the first question I have for you is, what is Labor Day to you? Because I know a lot of people might get Labor Day lost in the shuffle with our extra holidays we get with throughout the year, like Memorial Day and things like that. But I don't think a lot of people know what Labor Day is for. Can you talk about that?
Well, Labor Day for me, being a labor leader here in the Central Illinois area, is a celebration for the area workers, not only union workers, but all area workers.
And from my understanding, you usually play a part in organizing a Labor Day parade, right?
That is correct. We normally, for the last 20-some years, there's been a Labor Day celebration on the streets of Peoria, a Labor Day parade where all the trades get together and have a showing of their people in their different colors and their different uniforms that they may wear, or even like, for example, the Teamsters will drive a truck. The iron workers will have cranes and iron to climb on and do a little bit of an expedition of the trade that they perform.
Yeah, when you mention all those different trades, what trades are involved? I know it's probably a lot, but what all trades are involved in that?
Well, of course, the laborers here in Peoria, a lot of the basic building trades, the mechanicals, which is the plumbers, the fitters, you have the iron workers, the carpenters, the teamsters, the fitters, those are some of the local area trades. But then there's also AFSCME's involved, SEIU. There's multiple other unions. The teachers are involved. The union of teachers are involved. There's multiple different unions that are involved in the Labor Day parade.
Yeah, and for you, why is it important? Why is Labor Day important to have and to recognize every year?
Well, like I said, I represent over 1,100 members here in the Peoria area. And to me, it's a recognition for all the hard work that the organized labor and the members that I represent do every day. Not to mention, it's just a recognition for the whole entire workers of America. That's what it represents to me.
Yeah, because, I mean, kind of hard to get anything done if you don't have the workers, right?
Exactly. And that's why all workers need to be recognized. I mean, organized labor was instrumental in getting the Labor Day celebration as a national holiday back in the late 1890s. I believe Grover Cleveland was the one who actually started and it actually got the legislation to make it a national holiday. But organized labor really pushed for that, not only for organized labor to get recognition, but for all workers in the country to be recognized. It was a day that all workers needed to be recognized as being part of the workforce, the backbone of America.
And if you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it also is also to recognize the part that labor unions played in getting laws put in place, right, for workplace laws and different things like that?
Actually, yes. It was very much instrumental. Of course, some of them laws came after the Labor Day celebration. The Labor Day recognition on that back in the 1890s, but it eventually just grew into more recognition for labor, and then obviously more recognition for organized labor. It showed what kind of a voice, what kind of a power that the workers of America actually have, where we can actually step up to Congress, ask Congress, the Senate, the President of the United States to actually enact laws that help protect workers of America.
Right. Yeah, that's great. Is there anything you want to add that I haven't asked you about, Tim? Labor Day?
I would like to say this is the first time in 20 years that the Labor Day Parade is not, we are not going to have Labor Day Parade just because of the COVID and the COVID issues and the large gatherings. But in the past, I know the laborers, Local 165, have been very instrumental in the Labor Day Parade, probably up to 250 members and with their families. Have been down there marching in the parade, and that's just one union. There's thousands upon thousands of labor unions that are involved with their family and with themselves also. And it's a big celebration, not to mention that's just the participants in the parade, but it's such an outpouring of support from the community that when you see the streets lined with people, that celebrating the Labor Day. So there's people that really do recognize the true meaning of Labor Day other than it's the last holiday of summer. And then when you go down to the riverfront, you know, all the trades and even the public's welcome to come down to the riverfront, and there's different vendors and so forth down there that, you know, that support labor. But then labor supports them by purchasing different tokens and so forth and supporting them economically. It's just all a big circle. You know, labor makes great organized labor supports great wages for everybody, and in turn they put that back into the community, which comes back full force for the community.
Yeah, could you expand on the importance of organized labor? Because I don't think we talked much about that, and just the importance that it's had, even, like you said, back to the 1890s, whenever all this was happening, the importance of having organized labor?
Organized labor was very important. It was the starting point of basically what it means, organized labor. Instead of having chaos on the workforce, you actually had specific traits that did specific things. But the meaning of organized labor, it creates a voice for the worker, where everybody is united. I mean, you have multiple groups of people coming together underneath one umbrella and going in and speaking for terms and conditions and wages and benefits that definitely have a profound impact on a man and a woman's life and their livelihood. Not to mention, organized labor has brought the 40-hour work week, 8-hour days, overtime. Overtime is a penalty for spending time away from the family. I mean, there's not a lot of people that realize that. Those are some of the things that organized labor has done, not only in this area, but throughout the country.
Right, so really the labor unions have played a pivotal role in looking out for workers throughout over 100 years.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, Tim, and have a great Labor Day weekend.